Welcome to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio, 830 WCRN. To join the conversation, call 508-871-7000. Now, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good morning, New England. With 50,000 watts of political talk all across New England, you are tuned to All Politics is Local here on WCRN. Good Sunday morning. That's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. What's going on, Terry?
Well, I'm wondering, John, Sunday mornings you call me the distinguished gentleman across the way here. I guess what's happened?
A comment you made just before we went on the air, maybe.
Oh, okay.
But the distinguished-looking gentleman sitting across from me, Terry Hendricks on All Politics is Local here. So much to talk about this morning, Terry, but I want to really jump right into it because with full disclosure, because we have to disclose things in radio, I am the chairman of the Board of Health in Ashland, Massachusetts, and we have a very good guest on the line who wants to come on and talk about, and we'll set it up a little bit here, that there is a developer that wants to build a 300-plus apartment complex next to a Superfund site. And for people out there in the listening audience and going, what is a Superfund site? It is a site known as Nyanza in Ashland, Massachusetts. It used to be a pigment dye company that for years and years, and Terry, jump in if I get anything wrong here, would allow those pigments to run into the environment. And the federal government had to come in the late 80s and call it a toxic wasteland and turned it into, at that time, the most expensive Superfund site in the United States of America. And now a developer wants to come in and start blasting on it. And Kara Terrell joins us via the phone this morning. Good morning, Kara. How are you?
Good morning, John. Hi, Terry. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. This is a beautiful day, isn't it?
It is.
It sure is. Yeah. Thanks for taking a couple minutes to come in. And why don't you tell us a little bit about your group and anything that I might have missed?
Sure, John. I wanted to tell you about the Ashland Citizens Action Committee, which is a group of residents, and most of the people that are involved are long-term residents of Ashland, born and bred, like myself. And we got together when we heard about the development. Now, it had been in the works, I guess, for years, and we hadn't really been apprised of it in the public. I think there was some information out there, but I think that no one really knew that this was going to be happening so quickly at this time, and it was so close to the Nyanza waste dump, as you talked about, the Superfund site. And Nyanza, the word Nyanza, to anybody who grew up in Ashland, is just a horrifying thought that anybody would be exposed to, what we were exposed to growing up. And you talked about the Nyanza dye manufacturing factory. It was in the works from 1965 to 1978, and it was widespread chemical contamination throughout the town. Over 100 chemicals, more than any other company, like you said, in the country, they had dumped them in the lagoons, wetlands, and brooks, including volatile organic compounds and dye manufacturing compounds and metals, and these were dumped all in the water for that entirety of those years. And in about 2006, there was finally a DPH study which revealed that what the people of Ashland knew for a long time, that contamination in the water and in the town had caused lots of kids to end up having cancer and die. And that's what we think of it. So when we heard about this development being built right there, we were horrified, and we only found out about it in April, and so we formed the committee right away to try to do something to stop it.
Well, Kara, I know this development has been in the works in various sizes and shapes for probably 20 years, but I think a lot of people actually thought it was never going to happen because so many false starts.
Right. There was starts and stops, like you said, and there was a long period where there was nothing going on because the investors had lost the money. There was no money.
Yeah. Well, I know.
They had never said this was being built on Nyanza, and I think that was a key part of it that I think the public would have reacted to.
Well, I think a lot of the residents of Ashland aren't really that familiar with Nyanza, but, the old-timers, people like me that have lived in Ashland over 40 years, and, of course, I know Bernie Marie Kane that lost her son.
Yep.
Are very familiar, and their stories of kids playing in these brooks and things, and they come out with, you know, up to their knees in orange and purple, and they thought it was kind of fun, but, you know, guess what? It's carcinogenic, and, you know, one of the reasons you can't fish in the Sudbury River is because there's a bunch of chromium and other heavy metals at the bottom.
Right. Growing up in Ashland, you're right, there was lots of stories where there was, I hear in the 70s, there were mists of pink dye floating through the air, and people would call the police saying, what is this? You know, my stepfather grew up in Ashland when it was a one-horse town, and he had a bladder cancer that was so rare that when he went to the doctors, they said, you must have been exposed to some sort of toxins because this is so unusual, this bladder cancer that you have is so unusual. And, you know, there was some ignorance, you know, not knowing what the results of wading in these pools, drinking the water, eating the fish, like you talked about. Who would have thought that people would have been poisoned for over 100 years?
Well, you know, just for anybody that's going, oh, my God, I can't drink the water in Ashland, that's not a problem. The water in Ashland is actually very good, high-quality water. Comes from the Hopkinton Reservoir out of wells that are, and there's a, you know, a treatment plant on-site and testing done routinely. So the water in Ashland is very, very safe. I know I actually used to be a water and sewer commissioner in Ashland on the last one, and people would every once in a while come up and say, isn't this getting into our water pipes? And I'm, well, no, because water pipes have outward pressure, so it's not like it can leach into a water main. But, you know, still, it's something to be concerned about. That cap is up there on the hill.
Well, you bring up the big point, and I think the point that CARES Group and the Ashland Board of Health is worried about, it's known as the plume.
Yeah.
Because Nyanza's at the top of a hill, and everything runs down, and this plume runs down through the center of town, and the blasting concerns are what everybody is concerned about. Superfund cites these caps that they're made out of clay, and they're made to go through a freeze-thaw period. They're made to withstand, you know, earthquakes as we have them, or, you know, shifts as the seasons change. But they're good for about 30 years. The Nyanza cap is 28 years old today. So the unknown is maybe the blasting won't affect the top of the cap, but what happens underground? Does that disrupt where that plume is going, and now does that cause the plume to go other places? And that's why the Board of Health and CARES group has taken a stance that, hey, until we can prove 100% that it's not going to do that, we recommend that the town cease and desist this project. So.
Well, I guess realistically, nothing can be proved 100% except for death and taxes.
But you know, and you're right, death and taxes. But the analogy is very striking because people have died from this. And is it worth to the core value of a community if there is a 0.01% chance that somebody can get sick again from this? We know what's there. We know what we know. So why disturb it?
Well, our group says no, and we did file an action against the Ashland Conservation Commission's order of conditions for the project on the town's wetlands protection bylaw and stormwater management bylaw and regulations. And what you talked about, the cap being disturbed because of the blasting that's going to be occurring to it, is just one of the concerns. Another part, and I think you guys will talk about this too, is the culvert, which is a 150-year-old culvert. And I think what would be the concern is if the landscape up on this area changes because of, you know, the removal of the trees and the development going up. And what's going to happen is that there's going to impact the peak runoff off of the culvert. And if the culvert collapses, the downtown of Ashland would be flooded, causing severe damages. And any damage to the Nyanza site would have much more devastating consequences. We're just concerned about the town, its residents, and, you know, if you're just thinking about money, our property values.
We're speaking with Kara Terrell. We're talking about the proposed development in Ashland next to the Nyanza Superfund site. We're going to take a quick break, and come back. And then when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk a little bit more about that culvert and how we learn more about her organization. You're tuned to All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830.